A script is also known as writing system or orthography. It is a standard for representing the parts of a spoken language by making specific marks on a medium, that is paper, rocks, birch bark, etc. The two ancient scripts in India comprise Brahmi script and Kharoshthi script. Most of the ancient and modern scripts in India are developed from Brahmi script, be it Devanagari, Tamil, Telugu, Kannada, Odia, Assamese, Bengali, etc. Hence, it can very much be maintained that Brahmi is the mother of scripts. However, Urdu is written in a script derived from Arabic and a few minor languages such as Santhali use independent scripts. Let us discuss them in brief. Indus script. The Indus script is a corpus of symbols produced by the Indus Valley civilization. Most inscriptions are extremely short, and it is unclear if these symbols constitute a script used to record a language. Brahmi is the oldest writing systems used in the Indian subcontinent and in Central Asia during the final centuries BC and the early centuries AD. Some believe that Brahmi was derived from contemporary Semitic script or maybe Indus script. All surviving Indic scripts in Southeast Asia are descendants of Brahmi. The best known Brahmi inscriptions are the rock cut edicts of Ashoka in North Central India, dated 250 to 232 BC. The script was deciphered in 1837 by James Prinsep. Brahmi is usually written from left to right. Brahmi is an abugida, meaning that each unit is based on consonant and the vowel notation is secondary, except when the vowels commence a word. Let us understand the descendants of Brahmi script. Brahmi script got divided into two parts or was of two types, Northern Brahmi and Southern Brahmi. The descendants of Northern Brahmi are Gupta script in 4th century, Siddham script in 6th century, used in writing Sanskrit in Buddhism, was found in Assamese, Bengali and Tibetan script. The descendant of which was Sharda script in 8th century, used in writing Sanskrit and Kashmiri languages, and the descendant of Sharda script was Gurmukhi script used for Punjabi language in 16th century. Sharda script was followed by Nagari script, which later on became Devanagari script in 10th century, and was used for Hindi language and is also the Gujarati script since 17th century. Southern Brahmi was followed by Bhattiprolu script, Kadamb, Kannada in 1st century BC, which was followed by Vetiluttu script, Tamil script in 8th century, then Granth script, Malayalam script in 6th century, Mon script in Burma, Khmer script in Cambodia and Babin script in Philippines. Gupta script. It belongs to Gupta Empire and was used to write Sanskrit. Gupta script descended from Brahmi and gave rise to the Nagari, Sharda and Siddham scripts. These scripts in turn gave rise to many of the most important scripts of India, including Devanagari and Gurmukhi script used for Punjabi language, Assamese script, Bengali script and Tibetan script. The Kharoshthi script, 3rd century BC to 3rd century AD, is an ancient script used in ancient Gandhar, present Afghanistan and Pakistan, to write the Gandhari Prakrit and Sanskrit. It is a sister script of Brahmi and was deciphered by James Prinsep again. Kharoshthi is also an abugida like Brahmi. Kharoshthi includes a set of numerals that are similar to Roman numerals like 1 and 10, etc. Kharoshthi script is mostly written right to left, but some inscriptions also show the left to right direction of Kharoshthi. Vatiluttu script. The Vatiluttu alphabet is an abugida writing system which originated in South India. Developed from Tamil Brahmi, Vatiluttu is one of the three main alphabet systems developed by Tamil people to write the Tamil script. Kadamb script. The Kadamb script marks the birth of a dedicated script for writing Kannada. It is also a descendant of the Brahmi script, which developed during the reign of the Kadamba dynasty in the 4th-6th century AD. This script later became Kannada Telugu script. Granth script. The Granth script was widely used between the 6th and the 20th century AD by Tamil speakers in South India, particularly in Tamil Nadu and Kerala, to write Sanskrit and the classical language Manipravalam, and still is in restricted use in traditional Vedic schools. It is a Brahmic script having evolved from the Brahmi script in Tamil Nadu. The Malayalam script is a direct descendant of Granth, as are the Teglari and Sinhala alphabets. Sharda script. The Sharda or Sarda script is an abugida writing system of the Brahmic family developed around the 8th century AD. It was used for writing Sanskrit and Kashmiri. Originally more widespread, its use became later restricted to Kashmir, and it is now rarely used except by the Kashmiri Pandit community for ceremonial purposes. Gurmukhi script. Gurmukhi is developed from the Sharda script and was standardized during 16th century AD by Guru Angad. The whole of the Guru Granth Sahib is written in this script, and it is the script most commonly used by Sikhs and Hindus for writing Punjabi language. Devanagari script. Devanagari is an abugida writing system of India and Nepal. It is written from left to right. The Devanagari script is used for over 120 languages, including Hindi, Marathi, Nepali, Pali, Konkani, Bodo, Sindhi, and Maithili, among other languages and dialects, making it one of the most used and adopted writing systems in the world. The Devanagari script is also used for classical Sanskrit texts. Modi script. Modi is a script used to write the Marathi language. Modi was the official script used to write Marathi until the 20th century, when the Balbodh style of the Devanagari script was promoted as the standard writing system for Marathi. Although Modi was primarily used for writing Marathi, other languages such as Urdu, Kannad, Gujarati, Hindi and Tamil are also known to have been written in Modi. Modi script is also an abugida. Urdu script. The Urdu script involves right to left style of writing and is used for writing Urdu language. It is a modification of the Persian alphabet, which is itself a derivative of the Arabic alphabet and has its origin in 13th century. It is closely related to the development of the Nastaliq style of Perso-Arabic script. Urdu script in its extended form is known as Shahmukhi script and is used for writing other Indo-Aryan languages of North Indian subcontinent like Punjabi and Saraiki as well. Saraiki is spoken in Punjab province of Pakistan. Thus, we see that Indian literary styles have undergone considerable changes over a long period of time. Spread of Buddhism from India to various countries has influenced their scripts also, especially Sri Lanka, Tibet and Southeast Asia. The advent of Islam in India also caused a change in the Indian writing tradition. However, it remains to be seen how the scripts and languages of a country survive and evolve in the era of globalization, where English has become a lingua franca. If you want to know about any other topic, please leave it in the comment box so that we can come back with it. Thank you.